hear a question that sounds impossible to answer, you found Doc and Woody's game that they call the 640 Tough Question.
More than half of us say doing this on a first date is inappropriate. And you're playing for Lucy on Blu-ray DVD, starring Scarlett Johansson and Morgan Freeman. And also, we'll give you passes to the Ottawa Boat and Sportsman Show, which is coming up February 19th through 22nd at the EY Center. 750-1061. More than half of us say doing this on a first date is inappropriate. What are we talking about here? Radio's down. Good morning. You're first up on the 640 Tough Question. What do you think?
Talk about your ex?
No. Good first answer, but that is not what we're looking for. Hi, what do you think? Good morning.
Would it be inviting them back to your place?
No. Shea 106, hello.
Hi, are you using a coupon?
No.
What's wrong with that?
Hey, Randall.
What the hell is wrong with that?
Cheapest man in show business has a pocketful.
She'll know you're smart with your money. You're frugal. Yeah. You're planning a future.
Yeah.
What?
What kind of future?
More than half of us say doing this on a first date is inappropriate. Yes, hello, good morning.
Trying to steal a kiss?
No. Shea 106, hi there.
Should it introduce the parents?
No, but that, boy, that is rather quick.
Oh, yeah.
Hi there, what do you think?
Good morning. Talking about your mother.
No. Although, yeah, if you did that incessantly, it might be a bad thing.
Mother?
More than half of us say doing this on a first date is inappropriate.
Getting too intimate?
No. Hi there, good morning.
Hi, copying a feel.
Copping a feel. What is this, high school?
From the 60s.
Shea 106, hi there, good morning.
Talking about how much money you make?
No. Hi there, good morning, what do you think?
Forget your date's name?
No.
Oh, who hasn't done that?
Yeah, it's not hard to get around that.
Wow.
You just don't say their name.
Oh, I thought,
you know.
I thought you meant after the damage was done.
You. Hey, you.
Hey, friend.
Hey, toots.
Hey, toots.
Hi there. Good morning.
Bring in your parents.
Nope. Shea 106.
Drinking too much?
Drinking too much? No. Probably not the best idea, though.
Get hammered.
Hey, toots. I want a cup of feel.
The trifecta. More than half of us say doing this on a first date is inappropriate. Yes, what do you think?
Passing gas?
No. Good morning.
Go dancing?
Go dancing is not the answer. 750-1061 if you think you know the answer. Hi there. Good morning. You're on the Doc and Woody Show.
Would it be texting?
Texting, no. Shea 106, hello.
Yes, would it be eloping?
Eloping on a first date? Hey, if you can talk him into it. Go for it. Hi there, what do you think?
Showing naked selfies.
No. Would that be inappropriate? I guess, well.
Yes.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Hi there, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. What do you think?
Hello?
Yes, go for it. Give us your answer.
Is it borrow money?
It is not.
Well,
Randall,
you know,
I got a coupon. I'll trade you.
At least go half on the meal.
More than half of us say doing this on a first date is inappropriate. What do you think?
Is it eating their leftovers?
No.
First, you're bumming spare change.
Ow, are you going to eat that?
Are you going to eat that?
We're getting a real nice picture of this date.
Oh, yeah.
Eric, I'm going to go to you for a clue in a minute. Shea 106, what do you think?
Hi, is it thinking of your future?
It is not. No, not talking about, how many kids we're going to have and all that stuff. First date. More than half of us say doing this on a first date is inappropriate. Yes, hello, what do you think?
Would it be giving a personal gift?
No. Hi there, good morning.
Is it mentioning your ex in the conversation?
No. Hello, what do you think?
Is it looking at other women?
No.
Checking them out.
All bad, but it's not the one we're talking about here. Eric, give us a clue.
Randall used to be a person who would do this, but he is no longer a person who would do this.
Okay. Shea 106, what do you think?
Bring up religion?
No. Hi there, good morning.
Hey, is that a name?
No, I heard the word name in there, so no. That's not in the answer, so I don't know what he said. Hello, good morning.
Having a dirty car?
No.
You're perfect, except the car.
Shay 106, hello, good morning.
Is it splitting the bill?
Splitting the bill is not the answer. Hi there, good morning.
Sexual contact.
No. Hello there.
Yeah, I'm thinking talking about your ex.
No. Eric, I need another clue. I'd say you could be guilty of it.
I would be guilty of it. Yeah. Woody would be guilty of it. Yeah. Doc, you would not.
I would not be. No. Hi there. Good morning. What do you think?
Would it be check your text messages?
No. Hi, Shay 106.
Hi, would it be drinking too much?
No. Hello there. Good morning.
Hi, is it eating off of the other person's plate?
No. Hi there. Good morning.
Without a fork.
Hello.
Eating whatever they left on the plate?
No. No eating involved. Hello. Good morning.
Is it getting on the bus before her?
No. Shay 106, hello.
I'll pick you up at the bus
smoking.
Stop.
Say
again.
What do you say?
Smoking.
That's close.
Oh, I'd say that's it.
You're going to say that's
I'd
it?
I'd say that's I'd it, say, yeah.
The answer I've got here is going for a smoke break, right. Which is like leaving them at the table and saying, hey.
Well, I'm not going to eat at the table. I can't eat at the table. I smoke at the table.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, you're right, yeah. Very well done, sir. What's your name?
Dave.
Hey, Dave. Go. You've got Lucy in your collection now of movies, and you're off to the Ottawa Boat and Sportsman Show. Yeah, I guess if you're on a date, I'll be right back.
Yeah. I
just going to go have a butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not a good plan.
No.
All
watch,
right.
Watch my drink for me.
Eric, have you ever done it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have.
I think Eric, I see him taking smoke breaks all the time.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't matter what we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if
in fact, I'm leaving right now.
Yeah, if you're smoking, it's hard not to, you know.
Hang on, Eric. I'll go with you.
Perfect.
There they go.
You guys take it from here. You know what buttons.
When we take a train every year to Toronto for some, every time it's usually sensitivity training. So, Woody, we'll take a stop, and it's like very short stop. And Woody always gets off the train. You're not allowed to. Mm-hmm. But somehow he manages to get off the train. And it's like, we always make bets. Is he going to make it back? Is he going to make it back? Are we going to lose him?
I grease the conductor.
I don't want to know what that means.
No, me neither.
If you answer going for a smoke break, you get 1,000 points today at Shay106.com.